You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Welcome.
Bonjour.
Bonsoir.
You seem very happy. You seem very excited. You seem exhilarated. You seem as if you know something big is about to happen. You seem like you are holding the winning lottery ticket, that all your dreams are going to come true, that you can manifest anything that you want. And you are holding that winning lottery ticket. You have everything you need right now. You haven't taken it to the bank yet. You haven't cashed it in, but you have the lottery ticket in your hand. And with that lottery ticket, you are dreaming of all the things you could manifest. You are dreaming of all the wonderful adventures you'll have. You'll be thinking beyond the scope of what you previously thought was available to you. In holding on to that lottery ticket, anything is possible. And so where are your dreams leading you now? Where will you be next week, next month, next year, next 10 years? Where is the path leading you? Where do you want to go? It's all available to you. Imagine holding a lottery ticket for $600 million. The amount of money that's beyond your ability to even reason. There's nothing you can't have, be, or do with this winning lottery ticket. And what is the winning lottery ticket for you? It is understanding the true magnificence and limitless nature that each and every one of you have within you. You are all pure, positive, limitless beings of love and acceptance. You can all be, have, and do anything you desire. Nothing is off limits. This is a brief experience of physical reality that allows you to experience anything you want to experience. And if you would like to continue experiencing lack, that is available to you. If you would like to experience a lack of money, a lack of love, a lack of physical health, a lack of well-being, a lack of satisfaction, a lack of understanding who you truly are, well, that is an absolutely valid exploration of physical reality. But if you've had enough of that, you can now turn your attention away from the distractions of your everyday life and onto the true experience of who you really are, the true experience of total abundance, total freedom, total power, total worthiness, complete and absolute acceptance of yourself, everyone else, and the conditions as they exist in this moment. Knowing that you can always create anything because you have that winning lottery ticket. And with that ticket, you can do anything, be anything, go anywhere, have any experience that you can conceive of. That is available to you now. And so will you cash it in, or will you hide it away in the desk for some other time when it seems more appropriate? We're here to tell you that you're here now. And the appropriate time to be, have, and do anything you want is now, in this moment, today, tomorrow, this week. Think more about who you truly are and let the universe reflect back to you that new reckoning of who you are, the new understanding of who you are. If you can be as magical as you can imagine, if you can push past fear and do whatever you're inspired to do, you will be led easily and effortlessly to the magical life beyond your dreams. And with that, we would like to discuss anything you want to talk about. Nothing's off limit. Let's go for the moon and the stars and the galaxies. Go as high as you can. Be as powerful as you can. Let your imagination soar. Not from the limited perspective of who you think you are, but from the limitless perspective of who you truly are. Think who you truly are, and then talk about who you want to be from there. Who would like to start?
I would like to ask a question.
Excellent.
So I had a really great experience that I wanted some clarification on this weekend. So I was going to play music for a yoga class, and the drummer realized that he had double booked himself. And it was like, no sweat, you know, whatever. But he was very upset about it, that he had, you know, because he had a vision of himself as this professional that, you know, doesn't make mistakes, basically. And I told him not to worry about it. But he said, no, so I have to play with you at this other time when I said I couldn't. So he ended up showing up, and it was this beautiful experience, and I'm so glad that he turned up. So it got me thinking, my, like, this beautiful event that I got to experience, and that he did, was his, he was changing the conditions so that he could be a part of it. Like, he felt fear and had to change conditions so he could be a part of it. Could you talk about that?
Was there fear from your side of it?
No.
And so from your side of it, everything was magical and beautiful, and you became the more cooperative component for, and the example of alignment and the dominant vibration of the event. You didn't feed into his fear. You were aligned with who you are. You knew that it was all going to work out. You had a faith. And so you had no negative manifestation event. You maintained your alignment all throughout. You allowed it to be whatever it was going to be. From his perspective, he had a little wobble in there. He had his persona that he needed to protect. Yet that persona in itself was malleable enough where he could be inspired to do what he needed to do. And so even though it appeared from his perspective that he was changing conditions, or appeared from your perspective that he was changing conditions, he was actually going with the flow based on your dominant vibration. He knew something inherently about your reaction to this perceived problem that allowed him to know that everything was okay. And so his fear was mitigated to an extent that allowed him to participate or deal with the other event that he may have missed and their negative emotions and the manifestation event that it would cause to him. The universe works out these things perfectly. Your perspective, though, allowed you to see the perfection in it. If you had not been so aligned, you might have been tuned to the imperfection of it. You might have had a little wobble in your vibration, and things would have had work out so that you could have had your own manifestation event to get over that limiting belief or process that limiting belief so that in the future you could see things from the higher perspective. Yet you've done all the work. And so as your dominant vibration of ease and well-being and fun and joy flowed through the entire room or the entire city or the entire continent, you allowed for those people who joined in that experience to also see that things just work out. And so while it wasn't a manifestation event for you, it might have been for him, and he got to see a higher perspective. Now, he may not have realized there was a limiting belief there. He may not have realized the intensity of his persona and the definition of it, or the ego that caused him to try and change the conditions to make things work, to be seen as a professional that he wanted to be seen as in order to get the approval of others. All he knew is that it worked out. All he knew is that you were in alignment. All he knew was that it was a wonderful event. And so as he expanded through whatever he went through, the next day he woke up in a new form, and he has a new perspective. And without even addressing his limiting beliefs specifically, without even doing the work, he was raised to a new vibration. And from that level, he can look back and say, you know, things just work out. You know, I don't have to maintain this persona as rigidly as I'm doing. I can let things go. This is a community of allowers. And everyone else in this community was full of joy and love. And that was the pervasive vibration of that event. And I can tap into that vibration, even though sometimes I feel a little wobble myself or a little fear myself or think things aren't working out. I now know that they're working out. And even if he doesn't articulate this to himself, there is something within him. Just that process of expansion caused a shift in his entire reality. And this is how it works. You see, everyone is going through their manifestation events. Everyone is expanding through those manifestation events. Everyone is being raised to another vibrational level. Everyone has the ability to see it from another perspective. And everyone can alter their persona or what they think is right or wrong as a result of their expansion. However, if you actually do the work, if you actually know that a limiting belief is causing the fear, if you actually process that limiting belief, you just become more effective in this ascension process to becoming who you truly are. You see, when you see yourself from the highest perspective, nothing will shake you. Nothing will rattle you. You will know everything's working out perfectly. And you will assume that maybe you can't see it now, but you will realize it at some point. And you can always jump to the higher perspective at any time. And you can always be calm. And you can always realize that this is just a little game that you're all playing here in physical reality. And that through the process of this playing of this game, however you choose to play it, you add to all that is. And as you add to all that is in love, well, everything goes smoother for you because this is your experience. This is your reality. This is your universe, and you're at the center of that universe. So it might be interesting or entertaining to watch what's happening and try and perceive yourself or perceive the other person's position in it, but it's really not necessary because they are simply satellites in your universe, allowing you to see how far you've ascended and allowing you to see the old fears that you might have felt weeks ago. And now you can easily see the rapid progression that you've made into this ease and well-being, allowing the universe to play itself out in any way it chooses, simply to bring you what you truly want. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you especially highlighting the fact that he had had an inspiration, because from my perspective, my beautiful outcome had been dependent on his fear, which confused me. So that made sense.
You would have had a beautiful outcome either way.
Ah, yeah.
See, you don't understand what he brought to it or what he took away from it, because it ended up as it ended up. And so any guesswork of an alternative reality, well, it's simply neither here nor there. It doesn't make any difference. What actually happened and how you actually felt was the thing that worked out perfectly. And so in this little blip in there, you got the chance to see how far you've come, and you got the chance to see other people in action altering the conditions based on their fears, which has nothing to do ever with you. Because if he had made a different decision, you would have had a different experience that would have been another example of alignment for you. Because once you're in alignment, nobody else has any power to change your reality. You are the absolute creator of that reality. And in pure alignment, you either get out of alignment by observing others or letting them influence you, or you maintain your alignment and have a beautiful experience either way. You might think it would have been better or worse if he wasn't there. And in that idea, you're just using your imagination in any way you choose. Now, you can use your imagination to say, this is the best possible outcome that could ever happen, and it was the most beautiful experience that I could imagine in this event. And in that, you're using your imagination in the most empowered way to maintain your alignment. And so you can see now that another way to use your imagination might have been more limiting and would have taken you out of alignment. It's your choice. It's all your imagination in what might have been that didn't happen. And we say it's simply far more effective to use your imagination in a way that's empowering in order to maintain your alignment, because the only thing that matters is how you feel. And if you're feeling good, you're in alignment. If you're feeling good, you're going with the flow of what is happening. If you're using your imagination to imagine that this is the best possible outcome, then you're simply doing the work in the most effective way you can for the sole purpose of feeling good and maintaining alignment. And we say that is brilliant.
Thank you.
Excellent. Who else would like to jump in?
I have a question, Joshua. Hi. Could you expand on the difference between not accepting something and not preferring something?
Why would you not prefer something?
Because I think it's for somebody else. It's there for somebody else and not for me.
Let's imagine that you go to dinner at a friend's house and you prefer chocolate ice cream, but they're serving vanilla ice cream. And you might say, my preference is chocolate. If I'm in alignment, I should be given chocolate ice cream. That is why I'm doing all this work, to get what I prefer. I prefer chocolate, yet I'm being served vanilla. And so we say, are you going to use the vanilla to get yourself out of alignment and complain that you didn't have chocolate? We say, let your preferences be malleable. You know what your preferences are, yet certain things must happen in a way to get you to the next level, to allow your soul's purpose to evolve, to allow you to find your passions, to allow you to birth certain desires so that you'll move forward to living the life you intended to live. And if humans say, I prefer this and not this, generally what they're saying is, I fear this and I don't fear this. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need to move beyond that fear in order to receive what you are meant to receive. If you have a specific example, we would love to talk about that.
Not really currently, but clears it up. Thank you very much.
Excellent. We need another.
You need another. Well, I just want to say that Sir Gunn's question was fantastic, and I really felt the answer that you gave, Sir Gunn, was fantastic, and I had a vision about that, but I lost it. But it made so much sense in the way that, like you guys said, when you're in a situation, no matter what happens, you can always perceive it as perfect. You know, whether the drummer was there or not, it's perfect. You know, if he's there, great. If he's not, this is great. This is great. And you can do that in any situation, right?
And you can notice the resistant thought.
Yes.
And as soon as the resistant thought comes, you can ask, why am I resisting what is happening? It's due to a fear. Why has this fear come up? It's due to a limiting belief. What's the limiting belief? The limiting belief is it won't be as good if this doesn't happen. Since you can't know how everything is working out, there is no need to assume that one outcome is more preferable or more desirable or more beneficial than another outcome. That is simply resistance. That will simply take you out of alignment. Use your imagination to say, this must happen this way for me to receive everything I need to receive. Not for everyone else. You don't have to worry about the fans, the people who attend, the other people involved, getting what they need, because that is up to them and their perception of reality. All you are concerned about is literally your own feelings. How do you feel, and how can you alter your perspective to feel better? You can say, this is working out. I can't see it now, but I have faith it's working out. It's always worked out in the past. I've never needed to worry about anything. I'm going to be excited and curious to see how it does work out. And when it does work out, I will be the first to notice it. Other people can be in a panic and an uproar, but I choose to maintain my alignment and not allow them to influence me away from alignment, because out of alignment, I'm in fear, and in fear, I'm going to receive urges to change the conditions, and that's never going to lead me to where I want to go. In alignment, I'm going to receive inspiration, and that inspiration might never have come if this didn't happen. And that inspiration might be birthing a desire which might never have come if this didn't happen, or creating something out of a new situation that couldn't have been created had this didn't happen. If you can perceive everything as good and right and working out for you, maintaining your alignment, understanding who you magnificently are, how powerful you are, how true and special and unique you are, and how worthy you are, you can be the beacon of alignment to change or be the dominant energy of whatever event you're taking part in, whatever room you're in, whatever people are around you. You can be that true example of alignment. And when other people see you in a state of calm and ease, when chaos is happening around them, they can say, there's something interesting about her. She knows something. She's being effective. She's being present. She's not in fear. And in that, she is all powerful because she has engaged the laws and the energies of the universe. This is how you create what you truly want and how you release your attachment to what you think you want. When you plan how something should be, you are narrowly focused in a way that is not effective. When you allow for what could be, you are tapping into the potential and the possibilities that have never been reached before. Can you imagine the power in receiving that which has never been reached before by any human? That is true greatness. That is your lottery ticket in your hand.
That's right. That is the lottery ticket. Absolutely.
Excellent. Who else would like to jump in?
I have a question. Go ahead. Go ahead, Navina.
Oh, thank you very much. I have a question about not having a home. You know, when you're in transition and you don't have, I've just changed islands and I was in a very beautiful place for 3 days. And now I just came to an apartment for a week and it's really making me insecure because there's like no curtains on the windows and, you know, the walls are paper thin. And I know it's temporary, but so much insecurity comes up about not having a place that I know where I know I can sleep.
Insecurity real? Or is this a fabrication of your imagination?
Mostly my imagination.
What does it mean if the walls are paper thin? Are lions going to claw through the walls?
No, but if...
What does it mean if there's no curtains on the window? Are people going to gather around and watch you sleep? Or is everything perfect as it is and you can't see it yet?
I would say that's it.
And so if you can use your imagination to see it as perfect as it is for this 1 week period in your life, you don't know exactly how it's going to turn out. You don't know exactly what desires are going to be birthed out of this. You don't know exactly what this will lead to, but you know for sure it will lead to your highest good. Now, if you can maintain your alignment in that, well, you'll become receptive to the possibilities for your highest good. You become open to the possibility of everything is good. You see, if you complain about it and worry about it and have fear about it, you shut yourself off. What if you come to accept it as it is, to completely appreciate that you have a roof over your head, that you have a bed, that you have four walls, that you can close the door, that you can come and go freely as you like, that you're in a beautiful environment, that you're on a beautiful island. If you can accept that, then you become receptive. Receptive to what? Well, maybe you walk down the street and you notice that there's another beautiful place available. Or you overhear someone talking and they talk about something else. Or you come to realize by the end of this week that this literally was the most perfect place, because next door is going to be a person that you connect with and will be in contact with for the rest of your life, that had you not been there, you would never have met them. You see, the universe is always working this out for you. You might have a preference to a grand villa with a grand view, with brick concrete walls and plenty of curtains everywhere to shut yourself away so that you can never hear what you need to hear through those paper-thin walls.
Yes.
And so your preference is what? Based in fear. You prefer this because where you are now is a little scary. Based in fear. You say, I'd rather have a mansion on the ocean instead of this tiny curtainless apartment with paper-thin walls. That's my preference. Why aren't I getting my preference? Because you are getting your preference. You have gotten your preference. You've gotten your true preference, not your preference based in lack, but the preference based in you are the creator of your reality. You are the magnificent and limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance, who is on their way to the most extraordinary life they could ever imagine, beyond what they could imagine. And this week in this apartment is part of that journey. And without this week in this apartment, that journey could not be made. This is what you want.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Astrid.
Yes. Is my lack of income a result of my focus, a reflection of my focus?
It's a complete and absolute reflection of your opinion of your value.
Oh. My value in as connected to what I do, or my value as who I am?
Who you are, your okay. power, your ability. Now, there's way more to this than meets the eye. Mm. We're going to pinpoint this one little tiny aspect of money in relation to what you're interested in doing.
Yes.
You're interested in doing what you're doing now. In being a spiritual leader and teacher, in being a channel, in being magnificent, in being the perception of what those things mean to you and your relationship to that. You could certainly get a job and you could certainly manifest money. This is not what you're interested in. You might say, sure, I have value as a cashier or as a consultant or as a CEO. I'm interested in this. So in this area, your value that you see that you're putting forth as the channel for Laurel, you say my value, Laurel is valuable, but I am simply the channel. I don't have value. When you see your inextricable value as the sum of the whole, as the whole, you see, without you and what you bring to it, it is nothing. It is nothing. It is all you. When you see what we see, when you see what your inner self sees, when you see what Laurel sees, when you see what all these people see in you, you will be fully abundant. You are experiencing this idea of unworthiness to do this gift that you were given. You say, why did I get this gift? Who am I to get this gift? I'm not adding anything to this gift. If other people constantly threw money at me and bought the books and paid me to do one-on-ones and all these things, that would prove that you were worthy of it. And you're still seeking this from the outside conditions. You have to understand your inherent contribution to this magnificent gift. Without all that you lived, without all that you went through, without all of your searching and seeking, without all of this moving through unworthiness to worthiness, Laurel could never have come through in the first place. Now that Laurel is here, you have to redefine who you are. And you can't simply say, this, I'm just this vessel. It could have been anyone that came through. No, it could not have come through anyone else. It could only come through you. Without you, this would not be possible. You have to understand that it is you that makes it possible. And you have this undeniable ability to do what no other human has ever or will ever do in the history of this planet. It is you that you must be aware of that has all this power, all this magnificence, all this limitless nature inherent in you, this ability to convey information in a way no one could do it. Gary can't do it. No other channel can do what you can do. You are unique. You don't see it yet. Others see it. Once you see it, then all the abundance you need to do, whatever you need to do, will flow to you easily. And this is actually true of each of you. And so humans tend to go around saying, well, this person's better at me at this, and this person's better at me than this, and I'm not really good at this, and maybe if I practice, I'll get good at this. It has nothing to do with that. You each have your power. You each are unique and worthy and good and valuable and magnificent and have the ability to do anything. This, Astrid, is what you wanted to do, and you are doing it now. And the only difference between being magnificently abundant financially or not abundant financially at all is how you see your value as the component in all of this. It is the main thing going on. You and your understanding of your worthiness allows for this information to come through you in such a unique way that people will be telling the story of Astrid for centuries to come. The most important Norwegian ever to be born. Statues of you will be erected everywhere. Yet you can't see it now. When you see that, when you believe in that, and when you stop using an excuse that that is just selfish or self-centered or egotistical, it is not. You must know your power. When you realize that power, everything will unfold naturally and easily.
But how do I create? How do I? Because of course I can't see the proof that I'm searching for because I don't believe it. So how do I create the belief without the proof?
Do you have doubts?
Yes, of course.
Can you prove those doubts are false?
No.
Can you provide evidence to prove the doubts are false? Share one doubt you might have.
That people don't want what I have to offer. So I know there are some people, like a handful, that want it, but that's not enough.
What would be enough?
Enough people that I could make an income out of it.
You're tying the appreciation of what you're offering to your abundance.
Yes.
Abundance can come to you from any form. You do not have to plan out where the abundance comes from.
But you told me I was supposed to make an income from this.
You will make an income from it.
So how can this not be tied into my abundance?
You will also make an income from all kinds of other things that you can't even imagine. This is only one avenue. Now, you could make all your income from this, but we are saying to those who are listening now that you need not tie it to anything because that limits how it can come to you. You see, it can come to you from amazing ways. Yet if you think it can only come to you from one way, inspiration that you don't think is tied to this skill won't make it through. because you will discount it. Yet it could be tied to this skill, yet you don't see it yet, you see. It could easily be tied to that skill, but from your limited perspective, you won't see it. So we say broaden that idea. Now, let's go back to your original doubt. Not enough people appreciate what you're doing.
Want what I have to give.
You perceive that from a limited perspective. You can't know what that is. There's 7.5 billion people out there. We will say that at least 1 billion people want what you have to offer. They haven't found you yet. Guess why?
Why?
Because you don't see your worthiness. As soon as you see your worthiness, you'll be inspired to do things you won't do now because you're unworthy of doing those things. You see, I can't be interviewed by this magazine. I can't go on this podcast. I can't reach out to this person to send them my book. I can't do any of these things because I don't feel worthy in what I'm doing. If you felt the way Oprah feels, you would have no problem with all this inspiration to contact all these people. You would easily and effortlessly find everything. You're not alone in this. Gary has the same problem. Gary has the same issue. He has to understand his worthiness in all of this even more. And as you set that intention to understand your worthiness, and then to use everything you can as your excuse to prove your worthiness. Does Wendy want what you have to offer?
Yes.
Does Morgan want what you have to offer?
Sometimes, yes. That's part of my handful.
Yes. Do you care if it's one person or a million people?
Yes.
Because that would prove your worthiness.
Yes.
Why don't you take the one person as proof of your worthiness? If one person who knows you loves what you have to offer, not just the Laurel part of it, but the Astrid part of it too. If one person loves it, use that as your proof. This is proof. This is a normal person. This is a person who knows things. This is an aware, awake person. Their opinion means everything. They love it. There must be other people like them. How will I find people like them? To understand my worthiness is how I will do it. No other way. No other way. Until you understand your worthiness, they will not resonate with you. They will not be able to find you. You will be hidden in a cave until you come out of that cave declaring that what you, Astrid, have to offer in all of this is magnificent and unique. And your uniqueness in this means that it can never be done by anyone else. It can only be done by you. And there are millions, millions who will resonate with you once you understand your worthiness. And so use whatever you can to prove that doubt is false and push past that doubt and never worry about that and let that inspiration flow and work day and night processing your limiting beliefs. Knowing that you're special, knowing that you're good, knowing that you're worthy, and knowing that you need not the reality to reflect back to you anything that you do not feel now. And also know that the reality is always reflecting back how you feel. And so as more people come, it means that you have understood your worthiness more. That's all it means. That's all it means. It's never a validation of you. It simply means it's a reflection of how you feel. That's all the outside conditions will ever show you. So your only work is somehow, some way, prove your worthiness. Allow every wonderful comment that you get, even if it's one a month, savor it. Realize this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. I am good. There are people. There are people. If this was 5 years from now and you had 20,000 people that loved and hung on every word you said, it wouldn't mean anything to you. You have to go through this process. You have to go through this expansion. This is what you came for. You don't want to snap your fingers and have millions of dollars flowing in from
people. Yes, I do.
Every word. You think you want that. That is not a true desire. The true desire is simply this journey of self-discovery coming from the specific area of unworthiness to worthiness. And then you'll do it all over again. That will be the exhilaration. Once you get to that point, you will feel the exhilaration of the work that you've done and the journey you've taken to see yourself from a higher perspective. You can look at the last several years and see where you were before and where you are now. It's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. You had much stronger doubts about who you were before. And you come to a place much higher perspective of yourself now. And you're going to another place, which a much higher perspective of who you are. You see, you are traveling, and that's what's interesting about this life. Not the snapping of the fingers and wishing things would come true. That is never satisfying, and it doesn't work, and you want your reality to reflect who you're being now. So that when you become who you truly are, you will have a reality that reflects that as well. And that will be satisfying. We promise you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
Joshua, I'll ask a question. It's JoJo. On the subject of worthiness, I kind of have a couple of questions about what to charge. I have an inspiration I've been fighting to teach. So when it comes to charging, if any of us in general were to set a price of what we feel like we're worth, it seems like that's controlling conditions. But then if we say by donation only, that seems like that's almost out of fear of actually picking how much you're worth. And I want to see if you could talk about that a little bit.
What are you worth?
Unlimited.
You're limitless.
Whatever some, yeah.
What are you worth? You're limitless. As a limitless being, what would you charge? As the most limitless being on the face of the planet, understanding your worthiness to the highest degree that any human has ever felt it, what would you charge?
You're asking me? I don't know.
Pick a number. The most worthy feeling human that's ever existed. What would you charge?
Gosh, I have no idea.
You charge at the highest level for whatever it was you were doing without any wobble or fear in that. Let's say you charged $1 million an hour. You would not have any fear or wobble in that. You would say to someone, my fee is $1 million an hour. You would say it with such clarity, such conviction, such effectiveness that they would believe that is what you're worth. And that would be reflected back to you. And you would only work with those who had $1 million. And they would pay easily and effortlessly. Now, why don't you pick a number that you think you're worth now? Pick any number.
Okay, I'd say probably 500 an hour.
500 an hour. Excellent. And what will you offer for $500 an hour?
All the wisdom that I've gained through this lifetime.
Excellent. And so imagine now having a conversation with somebody and saying my fee is $500 an hour, and it will take anywhere between 400 and 500 hours for you to receive what I have to offer. Would you feel comfortable with that number without any fear or wobble in it?
If I'm being honest, I'm sure I'd have some wobble in it.
Excellent. So now you can pinpoint the number far out of your comfort zone, but enough where your wobble isn't so apparent that you seem insincere, inauthentic, or desperate. If you were convinced that what you had to offer was worth $500 an hour or $5,000 an hour or $50,000 an hour, you could convey that easily and effectively and attract the people that would resonate with what you have to say. If you didn't feel worthy, you would attract tons of people who would think that's a ridiculous amount or who would have no ability to pay it. You see, it's completely a reflection of how you feel about yourself. So start with a figure, have a little experience in that, see if there's a little wobble in it, see if there's a little angst when the number comes up. And of course, it's a practice. So if you were to do it right out of the gate and you said, well, everyone else is charging $500 an hour, that's what I should charge too. Well, the other people have had more experience with that. Know what the results are. Have some confidence built up because they've pushed through their fear already. Maybe they didn't start at $500. Maybe they started at $50. They started at a level, and when they gained clarity on the benefit they were offering and the value that they had in whatever this was, then they would up their figure commensurate with how they feel about themselves. If you start at $500 and you feel like you're worth $50, you will get manifestation out of manifestation events showing you what?
That I'm worth $50.
Showing you that there's a wobble in there. There's a little limiting belief. And for you to become who you truly are, you have to clear up all the limiting beliefs. I'm not worth $500. $500 is too much. Most people don't have $500. Who's ever going to afford me? There aren't people who can afford this. This is being greedy. This is taking too much from them. They work hard for that money. How could they possibly afford it? They're never going to get what they want out of it. They're never going to tell their friends. No one's ever going to refer them to me. I'm going to end up doing nothing. I'm going to end up spending money advertising. I get all these people from spending advertising and nobody wants to sign up. It's because $500 is too much. No, it's because you don't understand your worthiness. You haven't erased those wobbles yet. So get to a level, get comfortable, push out of your comfort zone, make it a little bit more than you think you realistically could ask. Ask, see what your feedback is in manifestation event form. Don't take it personally. It doesn't mean anything about you. They don't know you. They're responding to your vibration. Your vibration is wobbly. When you get to a point where you're low and wobble, they will say yes. They will say, sign me up. They will say, I want to be part of this. I couldn't imagine not being part of this. It's not about anything other than that. Your exploration of you as a teacher in this role, that's what it's about. And you get to iron out those wobbles. And you get to take that journey, no matter how long it takes, from where you are now to this confident, clear, effective teacher who has something of high value to offer to as many people who resonate and who are ready for what you have. They will find you and you will find them because you do not have any wobble in that vibration. Imagine tuning to a radio station and then twisting the dial back and forth real quick. That's not going to be a clear reception of that station. Imagine tuning into it and being steady, being fixed on that one vibration. And then when you're ready, turning it up and going to the next station and being fixed on that without the static that's inherent in a wobbly dial.
Thank you.
Excellent. We have time for one more. This must be the greatest question ever asked by any human so far. We think that you have something important to ask. We think that this next question is going to enlighten possibly millions, tens of millions of people.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there, Joshua. It's not really a proper question. It's probably not going to change the world, but can I just say that this whole, it seems to resonate, all this issue with worthiness, it's such a huge issue for all of us.
Well, let's say this. Let's say that you come in fully, fully worthy as a baby. You are fully worthy. You expect those people to take care of you. You expect them to feed you. You expect them to change your diaper. You expect them to bathe you. You expect them to take total care of you without you giving one thing back to them because you know your worthiness. And then you find out from them that you're not as worthy as you thought you were. And so all humans adopt some limiting beliefs. Some are highly intense from their perspective. Some are mild compared to others. Yet all humans adopt limiting beliefs. And the journey is to see yourself as you once saw yourself the day you were born. If you can do that, then you've lived the life you intended to live.
So if you're a baby,
is to understand your worthiness.
If you're like a baby or a toddler, and you're not getting those needs met, because I did read this week about.
Let's talk about you. You got those needs met.
No,
you came in.
No, I didn't get those needs met.
You have the illusion that you didn't get those needs met. This is an illusion. This is 100% an illusion that you did not get those needs met. You do not recall the first day of your birth. You do not recall the second day. You do not recall the third day on earth. You may have been told things. You may have adopted beliefs. You see, you got everything you need, and you knew coming in you would get exactly what you got because you are a powerful creator. You are here now. You are magnificent beyond belief. You've done this many times. You have great experience with this. You wanted new challenges and new obstacles. You wanted specifically to have the full intense illusion that you are not worthy. You wanted that. And if you can come to see your worthiness in this lifetime, you will have a life that reflects that. And if not, you will have this fantastic story to tell in the non-physical. Because you will see how intense the illusion was, more intense than any other experience you ever had. And you could see now, oh my, I was so fooled by these people, and I believed what they told me, and I never had to believe it. Isn't this exhilarating to come into the non-physical, knowing how worthy I am and coming from that illusion of unworthiness? This will be thrilling to you. Now, you can do this now. You can do it right now. You can do it right now. You can prove to yourself you're worthy. You can dismiss your doubts by proving them false. You can do the work. You can see yourself more worthy today than you did yesterday and more worthy tomorrow than you did today. Every single day of your life is more worthy and more grand and more magnificent. And all that does is change your reality to reflect how you see yourself. And if you don't do it, all you will do is get a reality that reflects how you see yourself.
And a story for the non-physical.
What's in the non-physical?
And a nice big story for the non-physical.
Well, a nice big story for physical, actually.
Well,
you have a great story to tell, don't you? You love to tell your story of how you're unworthy. It's because of this and this and this. This proves it. This condition proves it. Look at me. Look at me with all I have, all my problems. I'm still happier than you are. I'm still laughing. Who would assume that? You're miserable and there's nothing wrong with you. Look at all with me and how happy I am. Exactly. We want you to take out your lottery ticket and cash it in by seeing yourself from a higher perspective, by understanding that your inner self sees you as magnificent and limitless and perfect as you are now. Any doubts you have about your perfection and what you can do and achieve are all created from a belief system that you bought into at some point in your life. There is no one more magnificent than you on earth, than each of you on earth. When you start to see that, all that's going to happen is you'll have a magnificent reality that reflects how you feel about yourself. We love you all. You are all beyond belief. You are all magnificent creators. You are all doing it perfectly. You're all doing it right. You can't get it wrong. Stop worrying. Stop judging. Stop panicking. It's all going to be easy. Maintain that high vibration by seeing yourself as perfect, by seeing yourself as source, and by doing whatever you want to do. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you, Joshua. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, Remember that you are loved more than you can imagine, by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.